Pride comes before a fall, March 3rd. Sin and the first rebel. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Satan fell because of his ambition to be equal with God. He desired to enter into the divine counsels and purposes, from which he was excluded by his own inability, as a created being, to comprehend the wisdom of the Infinite One. It was this ambitious pride that led to his rebellion, and by the same means he seeks to cause the ruin of man. Sin originated in self-seeking. Lucifer, the covering cherub, desired to be first in heaven. He sought to gain control of heavenly beings, to draw them away from their Creator, and to win their homage to himself. Therefore he misrepresented God, attributing to him the desire for self-exaltation. With his own evil characteristics he sought to invest the loving Creator. Had Lucifer really desired to be like the Most High, he would never have deserted his appointed place in heaven, for the Spirit of the Most High is manifested in unselfish ministry. Lucifer desired God's power, but not his character. He sought for himself the highest place, and every being who is actuated by his spirit will do the same. Whenever pride and ambition are indulged, the life is marred, for pride, feeling no need, closes the heart against the infinite blessings of heaven. Pride of heart is a fearful trait of character. Pride goeth before destruction. This is true in the family, the church, and the nation. God's people should be subject one to another. They should counsel with each other, that the lack of one be supplied by the sufficiency of the other. God hates pride, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up. Learn of me, said Christ, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.